8 o'clock, and we're at 9 degrees. Blue sky, sunshine, northwest winds at 18. Wind chill is 9 below 0 this morning. We're going to have the opportunity to visit with the Red Oak FFA about an upcoming event. We have with us chapter advisor, coach, leader, Riley Pelzer. Riley, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Let me turn your mic up, and then we'll be doing better. How are you, Riley?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you. You're on spring break this week.
We are, yeah. I was hoping that maybe the weather would be a little better, but it looks like by the end of the week it's supposed to be great.
It's going to be 80. Be nice. It's going to be 80 degrees.
It has to be outdoors.
Absolutely. You should be outdoors. We have with us Audrey Johnson. Audrey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. You are junior?
Yep.
You are the chapter president.
Yes, I am.
And we have with us Destiny Pruitt. Destiny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. What year are you, Destiny?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior as well. Okay. How long have you been in FFA?
2 years now.
That's the way it works, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's the best thing about FFA? Audrey, if you're telling someone that's thinking about FFA, number one thing that you would say, this is the reason you should consider it.
The kids in our chapter. It's a lot of fun. All the meetings, every events we have, it's just always fun because there's so much different personality.
Very good. Destiny?
I'd say between the kids and like doing the contests are actually really fun. Once you get used to them, they're scary at first, but
not too bad after you get into it. Okay. So are there events going on, Riley? Like what's next is my question to you. What's coming up that we need to be aware of?
So right whenever we get back from spring break on that Tuesday, we're going to have our FFA banquet. So we're going to be celebrating our chapter's achievements over the year and all of the great things that the kids did. So we'll have a meal, and then we will have a little award ceremony after that.
Where's the banquet at?
So we actually have that at the Red Oak High School.
Okay.
So Brenda Verba is doing our catering, so we'll have the meal at 6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, chicken and noodles.
Mm-hmm. I can't beat that.
I RSVP'd for 2 so I can get double.
A good choice. Absolutely. So that's the next thing that's upcoming.
Yep.
All right. How many chapter members are there?
We have around 70 kids.
Okay. Alumni?
Yep. We do have a very active alumni chapter. They do a lot for us. We actually just finished our alumni supper. I think that was probably 2 weeks ago. So thank you to everyone who sponsored and donated. We had a great turnout. We raised a lot of money for the kids. And that all goes back to helping with our events, like sending the kids to state convention and contest fees, things like that.
So you have the banquet that's coming up. Yep. Then what's next?
After that, we are actually preparing for our, this will be our second year now, our Easter fundraiser. So we call it the Red Oak FFA Egg Your Yard fundraiser.
Yes.
So basically with this, what we do is you can pay for different increments of eggs in 25, and the Red Oak FFA Easter Bunny will pay your house a visit the night before.
Ooh.
And so they will leave a note to the kiddos and hide some eggs.
When the kiddos get up on Easter, there's some eggs there. So when you say increments of 25, so 25 eggs is $20, 50 eggs, and then 75 eggs. Can you go more than that?
You could,
That's a lot.
You could indicate that on the form,
It's a lot of eggs. So where do you get the form?
So you can find the form on our Red Oak FFA chapter Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So it's pinned right at the top. And so there is a link to fill out the form. You can also Facebook message us or email my email, which is PelzerR, so PelzerR at redoakschools.org.
Okay. So, Audrey, tell me about this fundraiser. This is year number 2. Tell me a little bit about it.
It was my idea last year, so I take credit for it. It's a lot of fun just for us to do as a chapter because it's late at night and there's a bunch of teenagers crammed in a car with Ms. Pelzer and her husband. And it really is funny, but So we just hide them around town. We do ask that you put your dogs away because there are a couple.
With good reason. You can see the reason for that. So
yes. And
Do I need to provide instructions like the eggs need to be in the front yard or the side yard or the backyard? What do I do there?
We usually just put them in the front yard.
Okay.
Occasionally, there'll be a gutter egg. I'm joking. That was a joke. But this year, we do have, on the form, you'll have to, send in a picture of your house.
Okay.
Because we just had trouble last year seeing in the dark, kind of. Well, so it's just easier.
Okay.
So,
Are you looking forward to it, Destiny?
I am. I'm really excited.
So were you involved last year with it then?
I was, yes.
Okay. So what do we need to be aware of from your perspective we want people to take away from our conversation about the Red Oak FFA Egg Your Yard event?
Definitely main part is to just send a picture of your house unless you want your neighbor's yards egged. Because sometimes it does happen. And then just get the money back.
Okay.
On time.
So 25 eggs, 50 eggs, or 75 eggs. And then the FFA Easter Bunny will leave a note for the kiddos, correct? Is that the way that works?
Yes.
Now, is there a deadline, Don? Because there's a lot of orchestration that goes into this.
Right.
So what I need to be aware of there?
So on the form, we just need the form part filled out by April 1st. And then after that, the payment can be mailed to the school. Mm-hmm. So the school's address is 2011 North 8th Street in Red Oak. Or you can drop it by the high school office. Right now, this week, they're closed. But next week, they'll be back. And we just need that before April 1st. So that way, we can make sure we have enough eggs and everything for the Easter Bunny to do his job.
Very cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the Easter Bunny will show up the night before.
Correct.
Like Saturday night.
Yep.
So prepare, right? Okay. Were there any surprises last year when you were going around? What was the biggest surprise?
I would say that it's important. We also put this on the form that if you pay for the eggs for someone that you give them a heads up because we don't want to scare anybody in the middle of the night. We did have a few of those where somebody was trying to be nice and they'd be like, hey, we bought you some eggs. And then like maybe the people didn't really know.
Oh,
so yeah. We would appreciate that. That would be good.
I can see where there could be a little concern there.
Yeah.
A bunch of kids in your yard.
When you have the Red Oak FFA chapter show up in your yard. And what time do you, I mean, just curious, is it late at night? When do you do it?
What time did we start last year? 8:30?
We started right at like dusk.
Okay.
I'd say.
All right. Well, you plan this year? Is the same thing this year?
But we're not going out of town this year.
Right.
That's what we decided because that was what took the longest.
Okay.
Yep. So just right here in town in Red Oak.
So that requires a lot of planning then to know.
The route is the trickiest part.
The amount of time to spend at each house because you don't want to be there all night long doing that. So very good.
We usually do it like spy style, like Peyton, Kate will get Ms. Pell's directions.
Explain me that spy style.
So what does that mean, Audrey? We have an organizer. Last year I was the organizer, so I would get the bag for the next house. Uh-huh. Kate would put in the GPS for Ms. Pell's or she would drive there. And she would park, and the rest of us would just scramble out and throw eggs everywhere and then run back in.
Very quietly. So, we didn't scare anybody.
So it was like 2 minutes at each house.
Yeah. So it's quick.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are like Mission Impossible doing this.
We have like 10 kids, I think, so that makes it
And it's hard because you're like running, tripping each other, and you have to be like silent, and it's so fun.
All right. There you go. Looking forward to it, Destiny?
I am, yes.
All right. So, the important part of this is to get your form in, which you can find it on. If you search for Red Oak FFA chapter on Facebook, that's where you can get the form. What if I do not have Facebook? What can
I
do?
So if you do not have Facebook after this week, if you want to call the high school, they can transfer you over to me and I can get the information we need. Or you can send me an email. My email is Pelzerr, so P-E-L-Z-E-R-R at redoakschools.org. And once you do that, then I can get all the information we need from you to make sure that.
But for obvious reasons, you need people to plan ahead on this one.
Right.
Because you do have a lot. You have to purchase the eggs. You have to make sure they're ready to go and then plan your route.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have to pack the eggs too.
How do you pack them? What do you do?
Ask Ms. Belzer.
Are these real eggs or are these?
So
they're plastic eggs, but somebody didn't start packing them until the day before we left last year.
Yeah, last year. I don't remember what happened, but I packed all of them in one day, and that was quite the job.
Oh, my. So plan ahead, right? A little, fill out the form, get it in, number of eggs, address, and a photo of your house.
Yep.
Just for that extra bit of security so you don't show up in the neighbor's yard.
Yep.
Please put your dogs away.
Yep.
And make sure your kiddos are in bed.
Yep. And we also do send a message the night before with kind of like an ETA of what time we're going to be there. So that way we can make sure your kids are not by the windows or different things like that.
That's fun. So what does it go to? The money raised from this is for what?
So all this money goes back towards our FFA chapter. So this will support the kids and go into conventions and contest fees, different things like that we do throughout the year.
Yeah. Fun. Very cool. Mm-hmm. What else do we need to be aware of, Audrey? What have we left out? You have a whole sheet of information over
there. Yeah, but we've already covered it.
Okay.
I would say the biggest thing is to remember that this is a fundraiser, but it's also going back to the kids. So it's going back to the future of agriculture. So that's really what the great part of the fundraiser is about.
You bet. Destiny, what else do we need to be aware of?
Something we briefly covered, make sure your kids are away. Yeah, because I don't think they're going to like too much being told that an Easter Bunny's going to show up in their yard and a whole bunch of kids being out there.
Yeah. Okay. So. Good point. Important point. You're a junior, Destiny.
Yes.
Plans after high school or what? Have you thought about it at this point?
Briefly.
Yeah.
Briefly, not really. I plan to go out of state for college. I know that.
Okay. Four-year college? Two-year?
What do you want to do? Four-year.
Okay.
I plan to get my PhD in psychology.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Good for you. Audrey, you're going to do counseling?
Well, maybe just therapy to start with.
Yeah, there you go.
Or straight out of college.
There you go.
For a while.
Uh-huh, very cool. What's the rest of your day hold today? You're not in class.
I'm going to get my hair cut after this, and then we're going prom dress shopping.
There you go. Destiny, big day today?
I just got chickens yesterday, so I have to go take care of those.
Gotcha. All right. Okay, Ms. Pelzer. What else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
I think that pretty much just covers it. The biggest thing is just getting the form filled out by April 1st, dropping off your payment to the high school office, and then awaiting your visit from the Easter Bunny.
Oh, I know one other question. Will this – do you have a limit? Like you'll take so many stops?
I would say usually our limit is around 30 yards.
Okay.
Just because we don't have –
right.
We have limited resources on how many yards we can get to in the night.
So if you for sure want to participate, you need to get that form filled out quick.
Yes.
And get it in as soon as you can. So it's a first come, first serve kind of scenario.
Right, yep.
All right, so get it in. It is limited, so very good. Nice to see you. What else does your day hold, Ms. Pelzer?
My family has come in to visit.
Oh,
so
fun.
They didn't have school over there, but the roads are a little bit nicer over this way, so they're going to drive over and see me and Callan, and so we'll hang out for the day.
I haven't heard Callan screaming out there yet.
Yeah.
Melanie's babysitting at the moment. What a just a sweetheart. Look at him in there.
He's
just
a pretty good baby.
Just as nice as can be. So nice to see you all.
Yes.
Nice to
Thank
see
you for stopping by. Pleasure to visit with you. So again, if you want to participate, Facebook, Red Oak FFA chapter is the Facebook page. You can go there, fill out the form, get on the list, send a photo of your house. Put your kids away and the dogs away in the night of, and you'll be good to go. So nice to see you all. Make it a great day. Pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for stopping by. Love the open road and the smell of spring? Red Oak Greenhouse is now hiring straight truck drivers. If you have a Class A, B, or C license,